Welcome to Fish Talk, a talk show about fish on the Kuskokwim. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. With me translating the show into Yupik is Lillian Michael.
Jamai kuya ni laga katalu da fish talk asam ni akchakalu kunam nakam kuskokwag mi tungin kalakchiru kutawai ni takchi chakak. I call her chakak. Anna Rose MacArthur akok kuing asmumik chakkaulo.
And today on Fish Talk, we're talking about Kuskokwim tribes managing fisheries on the Kuskokwim River. This year was the third summer the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commission has co-managed the river with the federal government. No one predicted the king salmon would drop as low as it did this summer, and managers had to make hard decisions about keeping the river mostly closed. How did they do? What have they learned, and how are they changing?
Unnamuk fish taka mi kalagut kichikat makut kuskokfag mi utat aru laji lalhat kwasokauluki lalhat kuskokfag mak. Pingay riut maikeg mi Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commissionat angu yakte ilak luku aru latlagat unna kuihput. Kaisu chokt ksaunako kaisun takayakfit mikkuitachit kwas mikuh tahkauchit. Kaisun tamakut liitlhit ni kaisun sujimis kait ni kukutwanik kittujimik ni kapahtoka tahtut. Ukuluting Intertribal Fisheries Commissioner Sherman Nak, Charlie Upriver in Salmon Manager Ak, Anyagamak ni Kamraf, Charlie Intertribal Fisheries Commission Executive Director Agaslak, Mary Paltola, Charlie Luna Chiungani Executive Director Aguslamant Albertson, Anyagamak.
And my guests today are Intertribal Fisheries Commission Chairman, Upriver In-Season Manager from ANIAC, Nick Kamroff. Hi, Nick.
Good afternoon.
And Intertribal Fisheries Commission Executive Director, Mary Patola. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Anna Rose. Hi, Atamak.
And previous Executive Director of the Commission, Lamont Albertson. Hi, Lamont.
Hi, Anna Rose. Hi, Atamak.
So thank you all for being here today. And to start with, Mary, will you provide a short description of what is the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commission and what does it do?
Thank you. Our group really got its start in 2012. A number of concerned individuals, Nick Kamroff Jr., Mike Williams Sr., James Nickerai, James Charles, Greg Rozichka, a lot of people. There are 32 member tribes along our river, including coastal villages, all the way up to the headwaters. And the goal is that local people who have traditional knowledge and use the resource be actively involved in managing the resource. And really coming from a place of, you know, more seeing fish management as more of a cooperative effort. And, you know, still using Western science and best available data and local knowledge to try to meet both conservation needs as well as subsistence needs. Doi.
Awayakashni tachi, ungulaktok, Intertribal Fisheries Commission Executive Director, ungulaktokakashak, Mary Paltola. 2012 am yaagnil khulinat una Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commission nak mai 32 aguluting illaulrit una kensnag miun qawavta kuskokfim kangrat ki luku illaulaliniut achtagluting lu atort kluki matum kuigamta.
Two principles guide the commission: to preserve traditional subsistence culture and to protect a sustainable fishery. That can get complicated during a year like this one where the king run was so much lower than it was predicted to be. So how does the commission work to balance those tasks?
Well, I mean, it is certainly a struggle, and this year was especially, unique and challenging because the river was so low and fish were so reluctant to come up the river. It's been a very, very late Chinook run, and the numbers were so much lower than any of our indexes had ever shown. And then there was, I mean, we have a very strong culture here, and a lot of that culture is, you know, one of the big pieces of that is putting up a lot of salmon for consumption in the winter and people are just used to the timing that we've always had, which is to work hard in June. So to be sitting idle for all but 24 hours of fishing time was very, very challenging for people. And, you know, being concerned about making sure that they had food security. So I think that answers your question. Or not really. And so, you know, conservation is certainly in the foremost of our mind, because we can't have sustained subsistence harvest without a big enough stock that will make it up and have escapement and, you know, have enough returns coming back in 4, 5, and 6 years in the future. We've had a number of, you know, all of the parent runs. Some of them have been stronger than others, but they're much lower than they were when, you know, that than we're used to. Should I stop there and let Atmak interpret?
Okay. Charlie Manakmak Chilkak, Jimta Adurkite Conservation Abakaplakit, Taman Achakal Rulaktok, Charlie Katmokkait, Kofimknun, Umyok Luki, Tamilini Kusilam Tatuskait, Amsramitimes Taman Garvinun Ashakutki Luki, Imakbi Mugatam Tailata.
Yes, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nicholas Kamara from ANIAC, the in-season manager for Upriver, as well as the chairman for the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. What I want to touch on is back in 2013, we had unrestricted fishing season, and that's basically where all our trouble for our Chinook started. I mean, not necessarily the reason, however, the most impacted fishing season throughout the 50-mile radius of Bethel. And then the whole river, of course, was unrestricted. So there was a lot of Chinook taken. They were predicting a late run, which never materialized. So basically, we ended up with I think the lowest record for spawners ever. We got 47,000 spawners back in 2013 for Chinook. And that's what's impacting our fishing today, three, four years down the road. Fish return in 4 to 7 year, their lifespan, 4 to 7 years. And this year, majority of the return was from 2013 as well as 2010, 11, and 12. And all were low abundant years for Chinook.
How I need a Chinook camera for Kawakan. Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fisheries Commission namun illa wakluni. Kawakan in upriver in season manager arulaktukan yaram ni kamrafak. Awaik pilga imu mihok 2013 nami chok ngunata kuvia yugatmutni. Ay pagni hok token agan kaisu gutai takayak fit ayagni shoyuguna hoka. Akhtu maskat Spoken Huygunach put 50 miles awadini awad put Kilugu. The money who took hood, Mick Good Nayo Kluki, Jalinako Dadi Kit Nayo Kluki Gat Mortakat. 2013 Ami Hook 2013 Ami Tarayak feet, Uinak Malrug Malon in the Tiplugudi Sichanak, Amstal Hood. Tamaklar Munsutau good, Chiungani Mukingun Kluting Nahmai, our Kanlas Taman covered Malon in Nunasako Kluting. Imakpim Karlutin Tailak and Iluki. Tamaklam Kortau good 47,000 at 2013 Ami Tailrit Hormai, my Hortankput 2013 Amakingun and Kartut.
I'd like to thank the people along the Kuskokwim River who, without their help, we would not been able to have pulled off trying to meet escapement, even though it's going to be a low year. We're initially predicting 65,000 to 120,000 return spawners, but the run never really materialized, like I stated, due to 2013, 2010, 11, and 12. And we had to have the most restricted fishing season ever throughout the whole drainage, and really want to appreciate the subsistence users out there who are making it possible for the future generations to hopefully have a chance at having their fishing season in the future. Thank you.
Jala wai ni camera fa kan khto ku ya wi kluki kus khof fim mangli ni ku wi ta wi tal rit a to khat na ku tait kat mukhtak kat khof fim khnun kat mukhtak kat lu a ta nat ki tig nak kham thu a khani ko 65,000 chip lu ku kat mun khof fim khnun ba kan pitang khlo mai khok ta gum ke mi mogil kin khcha ga ma ut ku vial rit mani kus khof fim loni ta gum chali Mungkin kau biar dulu itu terhadap kami kerana kami ini kau yang dapat kait mukti ciri kau yang kita makut.
There's been some criticism of the commission this year, saying that some of the decision making was based instead on science. Instead of being based on science, was based on this idea of trying to avoid social unrest of people rising up and protest fishing. How do you respond to that criticism?
This is Lamont Albertson with the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group, and I'm also working with the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association this summer. What the Intertribal Fish Commission, as well as the Kuskokwim Salmon Management Working Group, was challenged in doing was managing the resource in a way that would protect the resource, but at the same time address the subsistence needs and the social needs of the folks here on the Kuskokwim. And that's pretty much the spirit of ANILCA. ANILCA kind of dictates that we look at it this way, and that's pretty much in all the meetings that I attended. That's
and ANILCA is?
ANILCA is a law that governs how we manage a subsistence fishery here. It's Section 804 specifically in that federal law that addresses that. But anyhow, in all the meetings I attended, that was the conservation of king salmon, I think, was foremost in our mind, but also making certain that people met their subsistence needs, or a minimal of their subsistence needs anyhow over the summer months. And of course, we've all been very concerned about conservation. So in striking that balance, some people felt like we weren't conservative enough. Other people felt like we were a little too liberal. But in all management decisions, there are some people who are going to be pleased with your decisions and people who are not going to be pleased with decisions. And that's essentially where we are right now.
Jali Lamont Albertson kan apthagu commissioner thuk ilini time asik fkna ki khakan khtain ta pilakhtut man scientist tak khalukau miong titawai kan gut khatamana tamana khokatulugu takutilakhtut kakku ikhtilkhkaitnik awi tangnakhluki yuting luku ingluku tait khatin piluni achtakhluku khokmanna pinklakhkarput khankuda totnu thulhu tak nakhnak pinklakhkarput manikus khokpagmi anil khakmanna toluku pilakhtut khmakhting nakhluting taim kat mukhtlakhkait khofimkhnun jali ilmignun kuviakhkatumioqluki magutok umioqluki khatin taquchilakhtut illai taim yut asikhluki asikfknakilhu Ugut Commissioner Chalarit Kanut Klahlinit.
Until 3 years ago, the river was managed by the state and the federal government. And now with this commission, tribes are co-managing and they're shouldering that responsibility of management as well. What cultural change has this applied to the river? What shift is happening as tribes are assuming this responsibility?
Well, one thing I think we're seeing is a lot more compliance and a lot more people understanding how low the king numbers are and recognizing the need for conservation. And we've seen a good example on the Yukon, where for the last 10 years, there have been very strict regulations on their run. And a lot of that's because of their international treaties. But they were very, very restricted the last 10 years on Chinook And this year, it has really paid off. They have a run of about 250,000 Chinook. And so they've really been reaping the benefits of their conservation. And that's a good lesson for our tribes. But I really think that the big difference is, compared to 2012, where there was a lot of protest fishing and a lot of anxiety and unrest, I think more people have come to terms with conservation and focusing more on chums and reds and silvers.
Mary, you said that you've seen more compliance now over the last couple of years. Do you all think that that compliance stems from the commission and people being more invested in listening to their tribal members who are helping make this decision, or just more people wanting to conserve?
I think it's both. I think it's both. One of the law enforcement people who's worked on the Kuskokwim, Bill Rafton, has said he asked people in villages why there has been so much compliance, and they attributed it to the Fish Commission. So I just think over the last 5 years, there has been quite a lot of talk about conservation. So, a lot more people are aware of it, but we have a long ways to go in the conversation.
The Fish Commission meetings are not open to the public or to the media. Why is that?
Well, this is Lamont Albertson, and I was the director of the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. We first implemented this policy. And part of the reason we implemented the policy is we only have so much time to make decisions. And we have had people who've come in and sat around the outer part of the in the room and listened to our deliberations, but we can only have so many people addressing the issues that need to be addressed in the period of time that we allow ourselves. We are all subsistence users, and there is only so much time to complete your business. So we do allow people to come in and sit around and listen to our deliberations, but there is just a limited amount of time and a limited amount of information. I represent the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group on that board. I'm not a voting member, however, I represent to the best of my ability, the views of that board. And so I think that all considerations with all of the influence of the 32 tribes on the commission members, the in-season managers, I think there's a great deal of influence from up and down the river. And we've got to remember that this river is 700 miles long, all the way from McGrath down to the very mouth. And there are a lot of interests, and we do our very best to represent those interests. And that it is what we're doing. We are a representative form of government, and that's essentially what we do, is try to represent those interests to the best of our ability.
Lamont Albert Snarapta, Makutwani Fish Commission meeting at meeting Kuchtara Kamung, Chilkam Kiumakilgiluting Pig Side of Jean Hoktoten Ayukat. Lamont Albert Snam Luking and Kiuluku, Slida Fish Commission Nani Chakarting, King and Dorton, Tactil Ramsasamkikumalani looting. Am Sretok, Illatoriot, Illagout, Lachtit Kuchtara Kamung, Tagam. Anrach geht am Sassia Lata, sei das so Fisch Commission an it, Janik Takut nach Gelamen, Jutok bei Il Chalkamak Gilgok seit Lareit, in Representative Latin Amanagus Kochfak, 700 miles, Kokin McGrath Amak, Unavit Kuskofin Pangat Gilugu, Damana Sintalak Lareit, 32 Arutogum, Il Laurit Kovt Fisch Commission Namen.
Could I add to that? So this is Mary again, and this is a very new process. We're just in our third year, and next year we do plan on having teleconferences with folks in villages and public meetings where people can come and exchange ideas and we can distribute information. I don't know whether the management meetings will be open or closed, but I do know that we recognize we do need to have more public meetings and more outreach.
Awai merim akalhamil ilakha asamiku khok kanchut kun kuyuktalasting yugunuk ilalutung pilren knuna chormiunuk kwatntoten telkami paivngalutung kuyukuyuguchi yugyaqchaqut. Tagamuku tatanrita, Chilekak Tulrit Management, Tamiko, Kaisun Piskatagut, Nasuna, Hoktogam, Kanrakachi, Amselata, Nakam Tunginun, Asamikutot, Piutankatut.
The commission is still very new. This was just its third year, obviously, still growing, still changing. What changes need to happen to improve the commission?
Well, one thing that we started doing this year is in-season community subsistence harvest surveys, and we did those in 6 villages, and we would like that program to grow. Because
which villages?
Nunapichuk, Akiak, Kwithluk, Napakiak, Napaskiak, Tintutuliak. Those are 6.
Yep, and we've been having regular meetings with our people who are representing our interests out there. In fact, we had a meeting here this morning with all of those members, kind of a wrap-up member, trying to look at the past year and how we might improve that policy. But the whole thinking is that we need to get our message out to all of our villages, and we need to start our monitoring our catches in our communities so that we have real-time information, much like as ONC has been doing at the harbor here in Bethel for the past several years. And that'll allow our managers to make real-time decisions, which should be reliable decisions, and they're decisions which will be determined by the catch and by comparing that to the needs for escapement and the needs to for our subsistence users.
Ukutwani Fish Commission at being Iri Lutung Ashakok Lutung Puchtut, Tatoki Tuknakatum Tamatum Dunginun, Akasham Kokiki, Quatankovian and Ratni, Apkarotnik Pilasi, New Takasaway, Akavinununa Jornun, Surveynik Pishochlini Lutung, Jali Lamont Albert Snam Ilasha, Koyorut Lasting Horyugun Gachaka Gat, Unok, Koyorchitz Dunilakluku. Magutwani takut kamung tungin ni kayo lasina denit si tungaw na si tangvalci magutudod mo isklugi chang lasit chakuti uti tununa chorni o ensiriani pothar brami dodon bitul niyo chang lasit chakuti ikaw kulugi magutkorak chak tu chang takut kamung tungit nun toni koyok takamung.
Can I just add? I don't know that everybody knows this, but the fish information that was used before was really comfish, commercial fish, like fish tickets from commercial harvests. And the subsistence harvest surveys were done after the summer was over. And so we've never had in-season subsistence data. So this is a real important piece of information that in-season managers need to have that we're now providing.
This is Nick Kilmeroff. Back in 2010, the whole river went from a tributary-wide drainage escapement to drainage-wide escapement levels, meaning that all our tributaries were not making escapement, and the state went to a drainage-wide escapement just to make escapement. However, since the formation of the Intertribal Fish Commission, we have started working on trying to implement or bring back the tributary escapement levels back to where they used to be, and that's one of the really hard pushes we had this summer on account of the predicted number of returns. We had to lower our harvest estimates to add to the escapement level, so by 10,000, I think we're shooting for 100,000 escapement in the beginning of the season, and then we raised it up to 110,000, recognizing the fact that the Chinook runs prior from 2011 through 2013 were very low, so all the people agreed to go for that, and we're hopefully going to bring that back. It's going to take some time, a little more conservation efforts in the future. Like I said, salmon's life cycle is 4 to 7 years. So hopefully by 2025, we should be good. I'm just wishing anyway.
Nick Camera Fakalakmini Pioca 2010 Namihok Jimmy Sweet Magunak Morris Gilting Damani 2010 Nami Tributary Wide Upgrade Quick Beam Quick Pagila Klugu Pink Sulini Doyle Jimmy Sulini Lukutam Damana Quigin Ritnun Draini Janga Blackitnun Nakutai Klujimi Rungaludin Damahun Chalakin Shotok Damana Tributary Wide Nakilatin Naknak Quick Damascon Quigum Damasconi Loni Naknaluku Quigin Rit Bifknaki Tali Su Ikshota
Another criticism that the commission received this year was people wanted more time to know that an opening was coming. Some openings were announced with less than 24 hours before the opening, and then people said that they didn't have time to plan, or maybe they didn't hear about it, didn't have time to get all their gear and gas and take off work. Is that something that is going to be changed for next year, or is there a reason that the commission wants to be able to make those decisions as close to the opening as possible?
Again, this is Lamont Albertwin, the Bering Sea Fishermen Association, the Kuskokwim River and Salmon Management Working Group. That's just the reality of the situation that we're faced with. We just don't have time to crunch the numbers and to look at the fine tolerances we have between the escapement that we think we need as well as the harvest numbers. And I think that's just going to have to be a reality that we're going to have to deal with here for a few years. Once our numbers jump back up, as Nick was mentioning here a few minutes ago, that won't be near the problem that we've got right now. But right now, we just don't have that much time to get the word out about openings. We're going to do the very best we can do using as many mediums to deliver the message as we possibly can. But it's just a struggle for us to give the sort of notice that the public needs here on the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta.
Awai chali apta fish commissioner tungit nun hok chali yu tkanlaktut kanlalagniluki kitkatagniluki toni gas hatung kuviatung chatlu up uptuvlajag naknilugi tok pillala siagniluki atamane khokajimichiro lamat albertson nam khakiuki awai ni camera from kanlhatstuna qutait mayu qata ilini time naqutait mayus khumayaqluki tagwam khok illaiklu laiklu qajig naqnigilgunik tallanqilartut qakuikirtlhkan qakumlhkanik toni lhugoqtali
This is Mary Peltola. Of course, best case scenario is an unrestricted fishery where the numbers of Chinook are so plentiful that we don't need any restrictions and people can harvest whenever it suits them. And of course, that's what we wanted this year. We didn't think that it would be unrestricted. We thought that there'd be an opportunity for people to catch about 40,000 with 110,000 escapement. But we would go 3 or 4 or 5 days in a row with very scary low numbers in our indexes with the Bethel test fish and Bethel sonar. And, you know, I mean, it was just unbelievable to me how many days consecutively those Chinook numbers stayed really low. And then we'd see a blip go up, like on a Thursday, and then we'd have a meeting on Friday. And we sensed the pressure for people to fish. We knew how badly people wanted to fish, so we were trying to accommodate folks. And clearly that was not our goal, to have late announcement notices. Our goal was really to let people fish with as much notice as we could, but we were just operating under very, very difficult circumstances this summer.
Ajali awai akalkhim ila khala matam qanlkhapiluni shayda khopiyut khuya qay tuqliunaki tuqlikhpknaki yut biuktatetsn sukuvias qumayaqluki yuina khokmalut tiplukuti sichanak biulkhuyaqoq 110,000
Once again, thank you to all the people throughout the whole Kuskokwim River drainage. Kudos to everybody. I know it's been a tough year. However, some good news and light at the end of the tunnel. We had a meeting yesterday with the working group here in Bethel and teleconference with land. And there was some good news come out of it. Going from, like I mentioned earlier, drainage-wide escapement level to non-tributary drainages, and we're slowly implementing our tributary drainage escapement levels, trying to bring them back up. I think last year we had only 3 tributaries that met escapement out of 15, and this year so far we're a little over half, with 2 more close to pushing over the escapement level. So that's all good news for the future of the salmon.
Chali awai ni camera from Kuyawikechi ikayut khani matumun takak fitwa nang kapikhluk pinritlhakait nun chali lhakukawai tributary way tak drainage way tak lutamana tributary way tak khatam chukkauna kutai utkhatstat naqiyagai tamakun kat mukhlhanik kuih pimilloni kuignerni pifknaating ashagni khokpingayun khakin 50 agimeren makun kiyvriri witnik pillhut maillu avgitamakutta naqutait utkhliniluteng ta mannakh chukkaunakuttagum tributary way takalukuna naqilalkhat kalmurtlkhanik attamtait qtsaraqai.
People have commented that the fishing regulations are changing subsistence culture along the region, that with closing the river, especially in June, only allowing 2 openings, that that's changed a long-running tradition of putting away fish during that month, especially before July rains hit, as they usually do. How can the commission support people through this transition, assuming that that many people do, that these conservation measures at the beginning of the summer will continue.
This is Lamont Albertson again. We are obligated, number one, to follow the letter of the law in NILCA, and that is that we do protect the king salmon fishery, and that is basically what we've been trying to do here in the last several summers. And it is changing things for people. There's no question about it that our harvest patterns and our usage patterns are going to change. Heretofore, it's been more convenient, I think, for us to depend upon king salmon, but more and more we're having to depend upon our red salmon and, of course, chum salmon to maybe a lesser extent. And then upriver, particularly in Aniak and the area we're from, in the last several years, we've had to depend upon silver salmon much more so. And so things are changing. There's absolutely no question about that. And I don't see that changing in the immediate future. We can hope that it will, but I think that's just a very practical outcome of what we're faced with. There's more and more of us on the river here. There's high seas pressure on them that we're not aware of. There may be, we're hearing from Dr. Katie Howard, an outstanding research scientist for the U.S. for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, that the food resources may not be as available in the southern part of the Bering Sea as they are in the northern part of the Bering Sea, and that may be one of the differences that we're seeing different returns this year. And so there's a lot of things going on that we don't know anything about. But meanwhile, trying to protect all people's interests up and down this river for several 700 miles and all of the 32 tribes' needs, fisheries needs, there are some compromises. Every decision we make is a compromise for one group or the other. And so I think that's what we're faced with. We are going to see some changes. And as Nick was saying, I certainly salute our tribes here on the river who are willing to make those changes in a positive way. God has graced all of us by having us here on the Kuskokwim where we have abundant fish supplies, but we just may have to start depending on other fisheries resources other than kings for the main part of our subsistence needs.
Alaska Native Interest Conservation Act.
I think another valuable resource for people who really rely on dry fish are strategies for putting up dry fish with challenging weather and flies. And some of the things that I've learned this summer about, you know, fish spoiling and souring is making sure there's enough airflow on those fish, even if you have to put them in the smokehouse if it's raining, and using fans to blow air through them. You know, even a little rotating fan can work wonders on making sure your fish don't sour. And then with flies, I've seen a lot of people using canopies with the mesh siding to keep bugs out, to keep flies out from while they're drying. I've seen people using smoke under their drying racks to keep flies off of them. Someone said she uses Clorox on her poles before she hangs the fish, and she puts it around the door of her smokehouse, And then, of course, the tried and true method of just using a lot of salt when you brine. And I know there's other strategies. In Guichluck, somebody had fish hanging from the top of their house to get a lot of air flowing past them for drying. And I thought that was a very using ingenuity there.
Agus chamlawai ila clwgwchan chdwg a nygnyg gymach di lall bwyd a dwngi nhw'n. Gwad yn lla asu da gan GV dod yn byn ag ag da il ach am llamida yma I bing I och ngal gwgwyd. Da gom chael I gan chdwg dod yn hwch byw mill gwfji nyg di asu gwrs gynryll gwfji gi. Anw gymag yn lŷn nhw'n nyg di llilw gi. Llall I gag yn llwyd. Bwych ti wym chwellwga, dalu ti wym ilon o'n clwgi da ma gwyd gynrach gyd. Fe'n an cwrpi hwngaw gwyd, ma'n na apgeid nag airflog. An wgsach dogaw malchad ma gwyd nag ydbywch doch tlwgw. Jifi tlwdwngi tnw'n amlach mi hwch blad gadoch nag mynglym ychni gwfi ag alw nag bilgau nag danglach doch. Dalu llw arwech doch tlwgi gradat jitni. Ili llwg, nallwn rilt nga Clorax am gadwch lwn I a chrad baw gyda mingwllchwy a mi gadod yn bwych diwym, chwall dalu diwym. Ili ni daim dagaiwm lladwllcha am llchi gan illchan damadwm llw I gaiwch yw ngallu. A mi aiwch yn rydwyd adwch yw ngacfwt madwm dwngin.
The co-management part of the season has ended for the commission, but the commission will remain active throughout the year until next summer. What is it going to be doing in the interim?
Well, we have a lot of things that we need to do. Finding funding is at the top of the list, and then outreach, updating our commissioner list, doing outreach in villages, getting authorizing resolutions from the tribes. We'd like to have a constitutional convention on August 1st, if we can find the funding to ratify our latest version of our constitution and bylaws. So those are some of the things.
Jali man na kuskokfi malruhtun malrulut kwa malrupiulut auluk lashaktunginun. Kwaatn huk kuvielgat tun tahkaik lahtudukut fish commission at the guam maik pakhurle tahtakagat malaki akiki ji maskartung jali makutile kaksnuna chorni talhut glaskait resolution naruli twaltaulit binan ni huk time constitution nam alhkut pi tahukut fish commission at kuyuchtikut.
If I may. This is Lamont Albertson again from the working with the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association this summer. One of the things we're going to be doing in cooperation with the Intertribal Fish Commission is continuing to expand our community monitoring program. This summer we've had Mike Williams, Jr. from Akiak, and Bernard Williams and Jackie Larson from Naposkiak, Colleen Andrew from Kweethluk, Kathy McIntyre from Tuntutuliak, and Ben Anderson, Agimuk. Who's from Chivac, but who helped us in Napakiak and helped us in some other areas this summer. We're going to be continuing to expand that program into other communities so that next summer we can even get more real-time information to our managers so that they can make good decisions regarding managing our salmon. We're working with Dr. Bill Bechtel, who also worked for the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association. He's a 25-year employee with Alaska Department of Fish and Game before he retired, and has his Ph.D. in biometrics and is a biometrician on our half and advises us in terms of our biological responsibilities to make the maintenance of our population of our fish. And so we will be cooperating with the Intertribal Fisheries Commission in expanding this program, and in the hopes, again, as I said, and I'm repeating myself, but it's important that we realize that it's going to be in this time of climate change, in this time of there's just seem like more unknowns than have ever been here in terms of our fish. There's more variables than there seems like there's ever been before. So we've got to be able to get this real-time information to our managers so they can, again, advise the public on the best way to manage our fisheries resource.
Jali yw gwyd fish commission at ila yw gwyag eid nŵna joa a jali llgwyd glallt yng ymig o gen gysgant gysgwmt hw
And where are we now on the run? How is it looking? Yesterday, it was announced by state biologists that the red salmon run is looking to be one of the largest ever recorded on the Kuskokwim.
Where are we on the run? Looks like our king run was late to materialize. And pretty much all passed through. It's going to be a lower end of the escapement that we're talking about earlier. We're the low end of the escapement numbers was 65,000, high end was 120, and we're barely going to be meeting the lower end of the Chinook escapement run. As far as the other species go, a lot of chum, a lot of reds running really heavily right now. Hopefully the people are out there fishing and filling up their racks and smokehouses and getting the saltfish in. We're looking forward to the coho. They're on their way shortly. Not too much longer. They're already catching them down below Fowler Island. And hopefully the people are getting somewhat of their needs met.
The commission this summer is going to be working on expanding its efforts, looking for more funding, looking for more people to help it do this in-season monitoring. How can people who are interested get involved with any of that?
I would recommend folks contact me, Mary Peltola. My cell phone number is 545-6206, and I'm also on Facebook. I know there's a lot of people out there on Facebook as well.
Cell phone number 545-6206 ilagautukufti matumtunginun jali Facebook ami witalaqtu.
And there is a Facebook page for the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. There's I have a page, and then there's the Fish Commission's page, which is a public page.
Shinhuk asakami Mary Peltola pinqtu Facebook ani ukutlotin Fish Commission atasakarmnga Facebook page on cleanut.
And then if I may, this is Lamont Albertson again with the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association. We would be going out through the villages where we have monitors right now, visiting with the tribes in the third week in August. And we will be looking to ways we can improve reaching into those communities and expanding to other communities with the tribal administrative groups in those villages. And our community monitors will be there meeting with us also, and we hope to be able to answer any questions about the program that we hope to continue. And I want to inform the public that the king salmon that we're trying to work with right now is just the first one of the natural resources here in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta that we hope to involve the tribes fully in managing. There's chums, there's reds, there's silvers, and the tribe should be actively involved in managing those resources also. We have moose. We hope that we're going to have buffalo in not too many years. We've got muskox in the area. We've got all sorts of resources here in the valley that we ought to have co-management. There should be co-management. There should be collaborative management of all these resources. And so the king salmon is just the very first one, and we're in the position of having to defend the king salmon right now because their numbers are so low. But we're hoping when we get through this crisis that we'll be able to proactively start managing those other resources so that we aren't in a reactive mode all the time. And so there's other things that we're going to be doing, and we're really excited looking into the future in terms of us starting to co-manage all of our resources here in the Kuskokwim Valley.
Okay. Awai Lamont Albert's Nakapta Agnkanchtok. Anuna Chorn Hurayagajirut Manager Algenun, Charlie, third week of August, and Itama Good Fish Commission at Pichaklugi. Tariak feet hook my quatnak nutum nutum saulut and quankuta picklach putaulukaklugilu. Charlie, dot naik toras saklugi. Asan cooktak fagnik pin reeling ramta. Asan cook Charlie Pichungalak to good Nakaluta Totten. Nakatayok Nrilu, don't do it, don't do that clue. Tamakutlu or co-manager or Malarun and Asi Larayasuit. A fish commissioner to work your clue would quatten. Malrulut kiuk chilek auluku masat. Tamana tamakut lasa tung seat, pit piso lasput nakilasput. Tamakut hook co-management, co-manager or Malarun and Asi Larayasuit.
And the commission would not have formed had it not been for under Obama and Secretary Connors back a few years back, who announced that the Kuskokwim River is going to be forming a commission. So we're a relatively new organization, very young, with a lot of responsibility, tasked with trying to keep everybody happy, fed, escapement met. You know, it's a very trying times the last few years as time goes by and we get our resources and the resources come back. I think things will slowly be looking a lot better, and we sure got our hands full, so sure appreciate everybody's patience out there and working towards conservation of the Chinook.
President Obama, President Arulhani Khurayak Nishrotamak, Nutarao Luteng Chach Kali Per Luteng Taguam, Yuguni Khwankuta Umiyoput Nasakhteng Naklugi, Asikchar Luteng. Makutok Makuta Atuk Atutuk Fut Nakat Pugulakhtut Pugunakaramang Nakat Totten Nakat Taknirukhtaramang Tkit Lalrita Makutok Atuk Turiyugungaput Tariak Fitkingan Piningrata. Tagam chale ko ya wiklutin nuna chogni kusrofim kuigan mungleni wital gani asanisu uta kawas ni ko khatin tagayak fitlu tagayak fagnik tutsian rilingam tamalik takut putamana sin ko ya wika.
We just have a couple moments or a couple minutes left for this discussion. And what do you want to add during these last couple minutes? What kind of final thoughts or things that we didn't cover that you would like to put on the floor?
Again, this is Lamont Albertson. I would mention very quickly that one of the members, former members of our Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group, Dave Cannon from ANIAC, has filed a special action request through the OSM in Anchorage. And he's asking that...
And OSM is Office of Subsistence
Management. Yeah. And he's asking that management for our salmon be rescinded from the local fisheries manager for the refuge, and that they also take over management of other salmon. And to that end, the Federal Subsistence Board is having a work session on July 17th and 18th, which is just next week, just Monday and Tuesday. And Monday of next week, they will be looking at this SAR. And they sent an announcement out yesterday that I will read to you. And it says, the public is encouraged to participate in the July 17th portion of the board's work session, either in person or by teleconference. To participate in this meeting by teleconference, dial 888-455-5897. And then the passcode is 33 4-4-2-9-0. And the full agenda and any available material are posted to the Federal Subsistence Management Program's website at www.doi.gov/subsistence. And I will give you my telephone number, and I'll repeat it a couple times so that you can get it, or you can call me and get that specific information if you can't find it somewhere else. And my telephone number is, of course, 907-545-1142, and I'll repeat that, 907-545-1142. And if you wish to participate in that process, it'll be Monday, and again, just call me up and I'll give the particulars so that you can participate in it. Thank you.
Dave Cannon, Office of Subsistence Management. Federal Subsistence, Subsistence Board meeting, next week. Ilagau Jukufji, Juanik Nambura, Ilagau Jukufji, Federal Subsistence Board meeting Amun, 888-455-5897. At Tamkan Rut Klugu, 888-455-5897, Una Pasco Taratoglugu, 443390. Lamad Albert Snam Tagum Nambura, Rapiukufji, 545-1142. 545-1142.
Can I read that passcode to you again?
Oh.
This is Lamont Albertson. It's 3-3-4-4-2-9-0, and I'll repeat that once more. The passcode is 3-3-4-4-2-9-0.
Oh,
290. Thank you.
Pagit me, I perit mil July 17-18 nami Federal Subsistence Board meeting on Kuyoro Ilaksu Kufchiki. 888-455-5897 U Magpasco Tagaluni 3-3-4-4-2-9-0.
Well, thank you all for coming in today. We've reached the end of another Fish Talk. Thank you so much, Nick Kameroff, Lamont Albertson, Mary Patola, for coming in. Lillian, thank you so much for translating.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next week. Thank you for joining us.